All right, listeners, welcome to WJYV, You Chill Radio. And right now I'm on the phone with my dog, Drew Belly. What's going on, Belly?
What's going on, Jay?
Chilling, man, chilling, just doing my thing. It's cold as hell up here, man.
I hear that.
Yeah, man, so let me see. We're going to jump right into this here, try to get these questions out the way. We'll start off with, what projects are you working on right now, Belly?
Oh, right now, I'm working with one of my go-to guys, one of my rappers that stay out of New Jersey, go by the name of Jersey Dimmick.
Okay.
Man, we got this incredible album coming up. It's supposed to release fourth quarter this year, but we just push it back to March, because that's when he's going to be going on tour. Oh. That's what I got right now. I got a mixtape that I'm trying to release coming up first quarter next year. Just everybody that I work with, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be called Produced by Belly. They're trying to get the whole thing together, you know.
Yeah,
hey. And that's about it right now.
Hopefully I could be on that too.
Oh yeah.
That's what's up. What you call it? I heard some stuff by Dimmick recently, man, but I don't know if you produced some of it or not.
Yeah, his album that's coming out, man, I did probably about 85% of the records on there.
Dang,
he got a single now. Yeah, he got a single out now called "Do It Like This" that I did. We shot the video in the subways of New York.
Oh, okay,
video should
okay.
be out. Should be out later December.
Oh snap! Okay, y'all doing the big boy moves, man. I'm trying to get
that. We trying to do it, man.
All right. Well, this next question, I know the answer to this already. It's kind of obvious to me, but for the listeners. Why the name Drew Belly?
Drew Belly, man, it's natural. My name, real name, Andrew Bell. It's kind of funny because where I really got it from, you know, when I'm listening to music, I always try to stick my name somewhere in every song.
Yeah.
Back in 2004, LL Cool J had a song called Headstrong. In the beginning, he's like, they call me Big Ellie. So I just, you know, threw Drew Belly in and I just ran with it. They call me Drew Belly. So that's how it came about, for real. So that's just ran with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was basically just an accident.
Yeah, an accident. So I got to credit LL Cool J for that one, you know right. what I'm saying?
You got to give him 20% of your royalties and stuff.
Yeah,
that's funny. All right, well, Belly, you originally from the Yayo, right?
What's that?
I say you originally from the Yayo, right?
Yeah. I'm originally from Miami, born and raised.
But right now you in ATL?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta.
All right,
I stay south side of Atlanta.
All right, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question. All right, first of all, how you feel about the hip hop game as far as Dade County?
Oh man, you know, I love Miami. You know, that's my city.
Right.
But as far as the hip hop game, there's too much hate going on in Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're trying to come up in the industry in Miami, you got to, you know what I'm saying, do your damnedest. You know what? No matter how much work you put in, you got to know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody in Miami. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Miami isn't the music scene, everybody want to come up but don't want to support each other. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to change because I see a couple of guys out of Homestead that you know, show love to each other a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, everybody want to be somebody and hating on the next man. That's why you see so many beefs in Miami.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's crazy out there, man.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy out there, man. All right, so how do you feel about the game as far as ATL is concerned?
As far as what?
As far as ATL, how you feel about the hip-hop game out there? I know it's a hard question. I know.
I like ATL. Everybody show love. You know what I'm saying? If you just spend a weekend in ATL, you don't hear the most local music you ever heard in your lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Because they show love to all their local artists. These kids is coming up. Most everybody that's on the radio, the local artists are kids, like 17, 18. Then they getting shows. You know what I'm saying? They getting paid for shows on the weekend. They still in high school making money.
Dang, that's crazy.
That's how a lot of little kids come. That's how you got Roscoe Dash. Roscoe Dash came out of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Waka Flocka, he ain't but what, like 20? I ain't gonna say, you know, I don't want to get Mr. Scoot. I ain't saying that he's hip-hop, but, you know what I'm saying, as far as the industry, that's how it is. I mean, everybody's showing love. That's why you see Atlanta always booming, because they support each other.
Yeah. So
you know what I'm saying?
You feel like you got a better chance of blowing up out there?
It is, it's a better opportunity to break into the music industry in Atlanta than it is in Miami.
Yeah.
Atlanta, it's a bigger opportunity in Atlanta than a lot of cities, you know what I'm saying? And I believe the industry's starting to realize that. Def Jam just opened up a studio off, I think, 15th Street in the middle of heart of Atlanta. Just opened up.
Okay.
You got a lot of things opening up in Atlanta. The movie industry is moving there. You know, they just premiered Takers.
They got a lot of recording
sets and all that. Atlanta's like a booming city right now. You know, they got the Real Housewives shit that I don't watch, but
I hope everybody's
adapting to Atlanta.
Yeah. Hey, okay. So, as far as producing, like, who would you consider your influences?
My influence, my top three, I got Timbaland.
Right.
Timbaland / Danger Hands, I'm going to count them as one.
Okay.
I got Kanye.
Okay.
Not just far as beat making, but his thought process is going about things. And then a lot of people, I get a lot of shots for this, but I really like Polo the Don. I get a lot of shots about that, but I like Polo the Don, man. Some things that he put together is like, man, I wouldn't have thought of it. How did he think to do it this way? Or how did he take them horns this way? You know what I'm saying? I just like him on as far as creating music. A lot of people, I mean, that was just top three. It's a lot of people that's in my top 10, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to hip hop. Of course, you got Primo, you know what I'm saying? Just Blade is high up there on my list.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you get shots for Polo the Don, all that controversy surrounding that dude, man. Jeez.
Yeah. I get a lot of shots with Polo.
Yeah.
But you know, I fuss with Polo a lot.
I mean, I'm still on that Hero B. I'm trying to figure out how he did that, you know?
Yeah, that Hero was crazy. A lot of people, you know, this is the controversy behind that.
Yeah.
There was a preset in the application, but still, you know what I'm saying? Use the presets is like sampling to me.
Basically, that's how I see it, but you know,
we go
get off Polo the Don, though. All right, Belly. So, what's a normal day in the life of Drew Belly, you know, outside of making music and stuff?
Outside of making music? Oh, man. I got a biz. I stay busy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm also on the side. I work in the hotel industry, you know what I'm saying? So I can, at the same time, get these rooms when I be traveling all over the place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
I tried to get on with the airlines, but they didn't want me. Trying to get free flights. But besides that, man, I got three girls. I got three daughters, man. And they take up a lot of my time.
I bet, man.
They're real young. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know how them kids is, trust me, man.
Yeah.
My daughter be awesome.
With me having a studio at my house, it's kind of difficult when I'm trying to make something, and then you have one of my girls coming knocking on the door, daddy, daddy, this, that. But, you know, I still got my time. That's why most of the time I'm up late night. But that's music hours anyway.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I've had a couple of takes ruined, you know. By some loud noise in the background or something, yeah.
Yeah, so you know how it is.
Yes, I trust me, I know. All right, Belly, let me see. We getting kind of, I usually keep it at 10 minutes, so it's like 9:48 right now. Look at that, good timing. But let me see. You got any shout-outs you want to do before we get off?
Oh, yeah. Shout-outs. I want to shout out my dude Jersey Demick, my dude Hollywood A, or a.k.a. Sharpshooter. He out of Miami. He's a songwriter. I want to shout out Playboy Papa. He's going to be my number one artist real soon. He's working hard. We working hard to get that out, too, after the Demick project.
Right.
Shout-out myself. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out you. You know what I'm saying? We got to get on the record.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I still got to finish that rough draft, man. You know, I just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just recently got employed again, you know.
Oh, okay.
Keep it 100, so.
I can't forget. I want to shout out my homegirl, Shalindria. She's a tough manager, man. She got me working with a couple of her kids that she coming up with in Atlanta. One of them finna perform on Apollo I'm doing a song for.
Oh, I know.
I can't forget about that. You know what I'm saying?
I know you talk about Peaches, Olivia.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You know.
My dog, AKA.
We linked
AP.
Up in Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay,
you know, went to school in Miami, went to Atlanta. Okay. She went to Atlanta. I went to Atlanta. We linked up. So that's where we at now.
Yo, Peaches is a funny character, man.
Yeah.
She is hilarious. All right. Let me see. One more thing. Where can the listeners hear some of your material? You know what I'm saying?
They can check me out on www.bellythebeast.com. Everything's spelled correctly. I ain't one of them illiterate motherfuckers. It's bellythebeast.com. Inquiries, belly@bellythebeast.com. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know.
Okay. You got like
a... Or YouTube. YouTube, too. On YouTube, you can just type in Belly the Beast.
Okay, okay. You got like a reverb page or anything like that? Or...
Yeah, see, right now, my website, before I take, I'm trying to get a photo shoot done so I can launch my official website. But right now, if you go to thebellythebeast.com, it'll forward you to my Reverb Nation.
Oh, okay, so it's the same thing then.
And all my contact info is on there. Follow me, @bellythebeast. No, I'm sorry, @CiroxStarBelly, because that's what I drink.
Yeah, I see all the Facebook pictures, yeah.
Yeah,
I got you. All right, Belly, you going... Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you. One more thing. Look at me. I keep forgetting. Usually I ask whoever I'm interviewing, like, if there's a certain song. Because I play a song, like, at the end of the interview.
Yeah.
So, is there a song that you produce that you would like me to play for the listeners?
That Do It Like This, the single that we worked, that we got out, that we... really, really promoting right now from Jersey Dimmick. I don't know if you have it. If you don't have it, I could send it to you like right now.
Is it on Belly the Beast?
It should be on Belly the Beast. If not, it's on urbanbackground.com.
Okay, yeah, I'll check it out. And if worst case scenario, you can just email it to me.
Okay.
All right, bet that up, bro. All
right, appreciate it, man.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I'll let me anytime.
All right, for sure, my dude.
All right,
one.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, that concludes episode 7 of WJYV U-Chill Radio. I just got off the phone with my dog Drew Belly, a.k.a. Belly the Beast. Go ahead and check my dog out on bellythebeast.com, or you can listen to him on YouTube. Just type in Belly the Beast, and my dog makes some pretty hard bangers, so I'm supposed to eventually get on one of his tracks, you know, as I said in the interview. But, go ahead and check him out. Right now, I'm about to play this song by Dimmick, who I plan to have on the show as well. It's called Do It Like This. And the album should be coming out in March of next year. And that's probably going to be a hot one, especially my dog, you know, Belly's producing majority of it. And, you know, of course, if the man Dimmick's laying down the lyrics over the top. So it's going to be pretty hard, you know what I'm saying? Check it out. And, you know, like I said, go visit them sites. Stop being a hater. Cheer.
Yeah. Jersey. Dimmick. Rat Race 2010. Drew Belly on the beat. Belly is a beast.
I go hard, I'm a freak of nature. Show you names how to get this paper. Pop champagne like an L.A. Laker. And when I do it, I don't hear no haters. I do it like this. I do it like this. I do it like this. I go hard in the paint like ball. Quick with my shit so these dudes might fall. Flow so smooth I could go against an infant. Plus I'm so hot you get burned from a distance. Listen, it's Jers on the verse, so don't sleep on that. These brothers left me for dead and tried to creep on back. But the bandwagon full, I ain't even on no bullshit. Them it go hard from the streets to the pulpit. Bums in the subway be begging for help. But that could never be me, I'd rather kill myself. But we all ain't Diddy in this gritty ass city. You know life hard when the chicks ain't pretty. My God had to ask, so my soul ain't clean. I say in this rat race, you got to get that cheese. Bro, I won't stop, cause I know I'm gon' make it. All God's against me, I play like the favorite like this.
Lord, I'm a freak of nature. Show you names how to get this paper. Pop champagne like an L.A. Laker. And when I do it, I don't hear no haters. I do it like this. I do it like this. I do it like this. Yeah, I do it like this.
hustlers. Here's for the G's and all you fake cats who hate that. Living on your knees, shut your ass up and let a real bruh speak. Nah, I ain't holding, but it's still in a Jeep. Man, I hustle for the paper, break night to take flight. Shine any minute, no stage fright, that ain't life. I'm ape-like, beating on my chest. Possessed on the beat the way I'm leaping on the desk. So much money on the table that I can't get. I stay hungry for my plate like a fat chick. I rap this like Saran, cause I'm the man. I'm on flight from New Jersey to Japan, you understand? Flow so crazy, you gotta call BP. Plug it and chug it, your brothers can't beat me. Man, I'm so fly that I'm barely on my feet. Endemic all good, love is barely on the beat like this.
I'm a freak in nature. Show you names how to get this paper. Pop champagne like an L.A. Laker. And when I do it, I don't hear no haters. I do it like this. 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 I go hard, I'm a freak in nature. Show you names how to get this paper. Pop champagne like an L.A. Laker. And when I do it,